podcasts of I Love This Town are brought to you by Mendel Lake Credit Union. It's all about you.
Have I got a story for you? Of course I do. It's Thursday. It's time for I Love This Town. This is a story that I got from Tatiana from Fort Bragg. Tatiana, our storyteller today for I Love This Town, writes, Molly, my 4-year-old cat, had been outside all day enjoying the summer, and in the evening was nowhere to be found. By late evening, I was anxious and a bit desperate, but still no Molly. The next day, right after work, I resumed my search. By evening, I was an emotional wreck. My friend Maggie and I set off on foot at twilight to search the neighborhood, walking and calling to Molly. And as we skirted a house with a large front yard screened by tall trees, I suddenly heard a faint meow, which became more and more insistent, till finally I looked up, and there, at least 25 feet up a bull pine, sat Molly, crouched on a branch. I was so excited to see him, of course, so it took a few seconds for me to get the whole picture. Big tree, bare trunk. He couldn't get down. Well, we wound up drawing the attention of the homeowners, of course, and Linda and Larry came out and started offering suggestions. First, Linda came up with her friend Mike. Mike is a tree climber come fisherman, and he came to help, all right, hands full of rope and rigging, and he climbed the tree, but as he was climbing, the limb was bending with his weight. And as he was trying to ease his way to Molly, Molly started retreating, backing toward the end of the bending branch. Finally, there was no way for Mike to grasp Molly safely, so he reluctantly came down. By now, it was dark. Linda called the fire department. Chief Steve Orsi arrived, and he tried to comfort us by assuring us that a cat will come down from a tree when it's ready. He said no cat skeletons are found in trees, but the chief did stay and help in the next phase of our community rescue effort. Next up, it was Mark Urbani of Eager Beaver Tree Service. That's Eager Beaver Tree Service. He brought his truck, which has a bucket platform. Linda, Larry, and Chief Orsi dismantled a section of the fence to allow Mark's vehicle access. And then Steve guided Mark to back up the truck to the tree. Mark went up on the platform, maneuvering it until he was face to face with Molly. A little gentle stroking, a slow reach, and the next thing we knew, he'd swept up Molly and was holding him against his chest. We all cheered and shouted for joy. The platform descended. I ran to Molly, wrapped him in a warm blanket, covered him with kisses. My baby was home. But everybody who was involved in this responded without hesitation. Each person involved in Molly's rescue contributed a particular expertise, energy, goodness. Each gave up some plan for their evening and gave up rest to help a little cat. It took a community to rescue Molly, and that community is Fort Bragg. Thank you all from the bottom of my heart. I will be forever grateful. I love this town. Yeah, Tatiana. Me too. I love this town.
Podcasts of I Love This Town are brought to you by Mendel Lake Credit Union. It's all about you.